This is the Bob and Tom Show, coast to coast.
Hello.
Thanks very much for joining us. We have a distinguished artist in the studio. He is a musician, Mac McAnally. And Mac has been a friend of the show for many, many years, and I've been a fan of his since the very first album many, many years ago. And
and
Mac,
willing to admit it. That's unusual.
Oh, yeah.
You're the most humble man I've ever met.
I go way back with Mac. I think it was 75, maybe.
Yeah, I'm a Paleozoic dinosaur folk singer, you know. That's
and you had the beard then. As you, have you had the beard since you got out of school?
You know, one of the perks of being a fat, ugly kid is when you get up in your 50s, people come around and say, you look the same. You know, you look the same as your first album cover. It's because I looked 50 when I was 19.
Really?
We have a great picture in the studio of you looking like a very serious
A heavy Kenny Rogers.
Very serious pose.
Oh, my goodness.
Actually, he looks more like Kenny Rogers than Kenny does now.
Heavy Kenny Rogers.
If you've seen Kenny Rogers lately, he had too much plastic surgery.
Middle period, yeah.
Well, Mac comes here to be insulted.
We love Mac. He knows that.
Mac is one of the finest musicians ever, and he's got a great new project out. I recommend all of his albums. Mac has been a distinguished record producer for many years. He just did a great project with my favorite band, Little Feet. But,
oh, what a great band.
Mm-hmm. But if you get a chance, go back in the catalog, as they say, and grab those early Mac McAnally albums, and they're all terrific.
Great this new song. One's a great one, I'll tell you that.
And the new one's called Down by the River. We got a direct link to it if you go to Bob.
And you're on Toby Keith's new record company.
I am, Show Dog, yes. Mm-hmm. Toby and I share management, and I never expected to be in a hurry to make a record again, but I guess since the record came out and did well with Chesney, they said, you know, people should... While a couple of folks remember how to pronounce your name, we should cut something.
Here you go again.
Quick.
It's fast. It fades quick. You know?
Now, I wanted to mention that your shows with Jimmy Buffett include Indianapolis, Detroit, Bridgeview, Illinois. That's
which is Chicago,
which is
Alpine
the one
Valley?
Which is the one you did one Sunday there, and you're going back. Is that right?
Last Saturday, yeah.
Saturday,
yeah. We had actually Joe Perry from Aerosmith got up. We had Wall of Guitar.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's the review. Yeah. I read that review yesterday.
Oh yeah, that was a fun show. Mm-hmm. And the I don't know if you've ever heard the little ukulele whiz Jake Shimabukuro. You got to get him on the show.
He's on tomorrow.
Oh, Jake's on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Well,
there you go.
That's my moonlighting as a record producer. I produced Jake's most recent studio album. And
okay.
He'll be in this seat tomorrow.
Well, prepare.
Really?
You know,
to be amazed.
To pick your jaw up off the...
I know.
As a matter of fact, I'm not playing anymore today.
Wow.
I just turned into a speaker.
I have to admit, watching him play is phenomenal.
No, Jake's amazing.
Is he with the Buffett Tour?
When we can get him. Mm-hmm. He was there last Saturday night, and he's doing a couple of shows with us, which is what brings him in the vicinity of you guys.
Well, yeah, so, cool.
Yeah. And then the Joe Perry connection. Joe was in the news yesterday because of Steven Tyler, his bandmate from Aerosmith, seriously injured. But it looks like they're
took a fall. Yes,
they haven't really said exactly when they're going to renew the tour.
They're hoping to do it in Seattle.
They're canceling or postponing the Canadian dates for now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and Joe was in Chicago to see his management to find out what was going to happen, or to at least discuss the options.
So what did Joe Perry and Jimmy Buffett do? What song?
Joe did a wild tuned down D solo on Margaritaville and.
Wow! Hey, you guys do Margaritaville every night?
Hey, wait a minute!
Well, just only if it gets requested. You know,
okay.
we pass a hat. You know,
That's cool.
Jimmy Buffett, he always does some really great covers.
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got good taste. You know, he's pretty good that way. You wouldn't always know it by the particular Hawaiian shirt, but he's got great taste. He's a great reader and listener. You know, Bruce Coburn's one of my favorite writers, and Jimmy has picked several of Bruce's fine songs over the years. Steve Goodman, one of my favorite artists ever, and Jimmy has recorded quite a few of Steve's.
Have you ever heard? We were talking about this the other day. Have you ever heard the spontaneous version of Walking in a Winter Wonderland?
Did you hear what he said?
Sure.
We were talking about this the other day.
We were.
We talk about it
every
once
day.
A week.
I just love it.
It is.
Yes,
it's great.
You ever heard this? Steve Goodman, he's a Jewish guy from Chicago. He's on stage and someone requests Winter Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of remembers the melody and people are shouting out the